Shalom to all. Today we're learning Yerushalmi Yuma Parakeh right at the beginning of the Gemara, explaining Halacha Vav in the Ozvar Tzur Sadaf. That's on Chaf Tesam Alf on the top, and the article Tzur Sadaf on Laman Amud Beis on the bottom. And today's Avos sponsor Lilu Nishmas Marsh Mirim Sar Basri Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah was discussing the Tkiyos, the trumpet blasts that we have in the Beis Hamikdash, and how there's not anything less than 21 on a standard day, and in the maximum we're gonna have 48. That's what the Gemara tells us. Tani, we have a Braisa Ein Pachas Misheva V'lo Yosar Al Sheishasrei. There's nothing less than 7 blasts on a regular day, and not more than 16. Now, it seems to be a steer to the Mishnah. However, the Gemara explains that no. Hahin tanoya avid kiyu tru tkiya chada. Hahin tanoya avid kol chada chada minhain chada. That this time that we just mentioned, the Braisa treats a tkiya, true and tkiya, all as one, and so therefore he says 7, whereas our time of our Mishnah treats each one of them as one. Therefore, tkiya, true tkiya, is considered 3. So as the time of our Mishnah said that the minimum daily trumpet blasts is 21, because really it's 7 times tkiya, true tkiya, whereas the time of this Barisa said is just 7, because each set of 3 is considered 1. We have another place where this comes out. Shetimtza Oimer, Shalish Akol Mata Umate. When you look into it, it turns out there's 3 for every single mate. Whereas Yehuda Oimer, he says, Shalish Akol Degel Degel, it's 3 for every single Degel. Now, what's this referring to? So, you know that when the Yidden were traveling through the Midbar, they were camped in a special formation. All of them were surrounding the Mishkan, that's Machane Shechina, and the 12 Shvatim were split up into 4 groups of 3. There was a group to the north, south, east, and west, and each one of these groups was called a dagel, because each had a flag which symbolized its group, and then within each group there were 3 matois, there were 3 shvatim as part of that group. Now the pasuk tells us that when they would travel, there would be a tkiya tru tkiya. So actually over here there isn't a machlekes of how many blasts were made. Both the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda agree that there was a total of 9. The difference just is in how they say it. According to the Tana of our Mishnah, it's stated simply as that every mata, every shevet, had a total of 3 tkiyas, whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, the way that he says it is that it was by every single dagel, which is again the whole section of 3 Shvatim, and that has a tkiyah. And the reason why it's the same thing as a Tanakama is because again, he holds it when we say 1 blast, it really means tkiyah true tkiyah, so that's 3 blasts of the Tanakama, so they're really basically saying the same thing. Now we ask a question on the Mishnah which had stated that the maximum amount of tkiyahs we have is 48, and that's on Sukkot when it's Erev Shabbos Chol HaMoed. And the problem is as follows, because Vitani, we have a brass that says V'teisha L'mala Asiris, that we have 9 that were blown on the 10th step. We had that mentioned 2 Mishnahs ago, but this is telling us that there was 9 in the Mala Asiris, and that's not counted in our Mishnah. The Gemara answers, Hachairi, that's a different Tana. Manda Islay Al Gabi HaMizbeach, the one who holds that there were kiyos that were blown by the Mizbeach, meaning when they were setting up the Aravos on the Mizbeach from the previous Parak, so Lesley the Mala Asiris, that Tana does not hold that there were blasts by the 10th step, whereas Manda Islay the Mala Asiris, the one who holds that there were blasts by the 10th step, Lesley Al Gabi HaMizbeach, he does not hold they were on the Mizbeach. Norms Erev Zer makes another comment regarding how many blasts are done for Nis Chamayim. Zoysa Marasis tells us, Shaloi Hayu Taken El Nis Chamayim Bavad, that they would only do tkiyas for the nisuch hamayim, for the pouring of the water, specifically regarding the previous Mishnah where we said that once they got to the shar hamayim, the water gate, they would do tkiya tru tkiya. So he's saying that's only for the nisuch hamayim, that's a special blast for the pouring of the water. Because in Tamer Lemiluyan, if you want to say they were blowing these because of the miloi, because the fact that they just filled up the water, the nisni shalsh lemilo hamayim shal yoyim shalsh lemilo hamayim shal machar, then our Mishnah should say an extra 3, it was Erev Shabbos during Sukkot, that they would blow a total of 6 blasts. 3 because they filled up water for today, for Friday's Nisuch HaMayim, and another 3 because they filled up another pitcher of water for the Nisuch HaMayim of tomorrow for Shabbos' Nisuch HaMayim. And since the Mishnah didn't say that, it only talks about 3 blasts at this point on Erev Shabbos. It must be these are being blown because of the Nisuch that's about to be done, not because of the Miloy HaMayim, which just was done. Now, so another question on the Mishnah, which again had said, the maximum amount of trumpet blasts we're going to have in the Beis HaMikdash is 48, and that's Erev Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos. The problem is, Ilein Inin, are these the only ones? V'ha Isla Chayron, and you have other ones. What about when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos? Teishal Mosvei Shabbos, Teishal Mosvei Rosh Chodesh, and Teishal Mosvei Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah. Besides with the regular ones we have on a daily basis, we have another 9 for the Musafim of Shabbos, 9 for the Musafim of Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh, and another 9 for the Musafim of Rosh Hashanah. So why not mention that? So answer number 1 is Ella, rather, Deloy Kimando Amar. This must not be like the Mando Amar, and that's the proper Girsa, not Kimando Amar, but Deloy Kimando Amar. It must be it's not like the following Mando Amar, that when the Pasuk says Yiska'u, what do we learn from here? Lifnim min Musafim Yisko. The word Lefnim over here is understood as the words Lefi Minyan, that based off of how many Musafim we have, that's how many blasts we're going to do. It must be that our Mishnah is not according to that Tana, and on the day that there's a Musaf, we just blow. It doesn't make a difference how many Musafim there are. It could be Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah. We're still going to blow just 9 blasts because of Musafim and not more than that. And so I say Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah is not counted as a day where there's 48. Rabbi Kisaran say, B'shem Rav Yaakov Bar Acha, that Afil Kamando Amar Yisku Lefnim and Musafim Yisko. They could could even be according to the Manda Amar that this Pasuk Yisku tells us that there's going to be something more that's done when there's more Musafin. What is it that's more? What is it that we're going to increase? And here we have a very important gears of change. Take in Hayumaisifin, Loi Hayumaisifin to Kiyos. They would add on the number of people that were blowing, but not the number of blasts. Meaning, even according to this Tanha, when we have more Musafin, we're going to add something on. That doesn't mean we're going to add on more blasts. It just means we're going to add on more people blowing trumpets. So really, Erev Shabbos Chol Moed during Sukkot is the only time we're going to have 48. Now we go back to discussing Simchas Beis Hasheva for a little bit. Rav Chiya Bar Abba Amar, he says as follows: He nevel, he kinar. A nevel and a kinar are the same type of musical instrument. It's just that Nimin Yaseiro is being zelozet. A nevel has more strings than a kinar and has a more beautiful sound. And Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Lomanikosh my nevel. Why was it called a nevel? And the answer is Shehu Minabel Kama Mine Zemer. That's proper girsa. It causes other instruments to feel like novel, to feel lowered or debased, because its sound is so beautiful. All other ones pale in comparison. And similarly, Rav Chana says b'shem Rav Yosef, on top, it's a special instrument that's made with some sort of unprocessed leather, unprocessed hide, and because of extra strings that it has, it would whiten, so to speak, other instruments, which is basically the same exact thing as we just said before. It sounded so beautiful, all the other ones pale in comparison to it. Now Rav Shimon ben Lakish Amar, he says, regarding a different musical instrument, ugav, what's that? Zeh ardavlis, this is an ardavlis, which is a bell, and Tani Rav Shimon Gamliel, he teaches, loy ha ardavlis b'Yerushalayim, there was no bell in Yerushalayim, meaning no bell in the Beis Hamikdash, Meneshu Sayrech Sana'ima, that's because it schleps out the Na'ima, it doesn't play in consonance with all the other instruments, so there's no bell. Now more about musical instruments, Chal Shal Mikdash, Shal Moshe Haya, there was a flute in the Beis Hamikdash that was from Moshe Rabbeinu's times, Vishal Kana Haya, it was made out of simple reed, Nishbar broke, Vetiknu, and they tried to fix it, Veloy Haya Kale Ariv, Kamash Shahaya, but its sound wasn't as sweet as it was previously. Chazvu Natalu, they went and they took that fixing away, whatever repair they did to it, they took it away, Vachazu Kamash Shahaya, and went back to its original state of sounding beautiful. Something similar, Tzilzil Shal Mikdash Shal Moshe Haya, there were symbols in the Beis Hamikdash that were at times of Moshe Rabbeinu, Vishal Nechashis Haya, it was made of copper, Nishbar broke, Vetiknu, and they fixed it, Veloy Haya Mitzalzu Kamash Shahaya, but it didn't cling like it did previously. Chazvu Natalu, then they took that repair away, Vachazu Kamash Shahaya, and went back to its original state. And lastly, Machteshis Shal Mikdash Shal Moshe Haya, there was a grinder for K'tayres in the Beis Hamikdash from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, Vishal Nechashis Haya, and was made of copper, Nishbar broke, Vetiknu, and they tried to fix it, Veloy Haya Simfatemus Kamash Shahaya, and just didn't grind the K'tayres like it did before. Chazvu Natalu, they took that repair away, they removed it, Vachazu Kamash Shahaya, and went back to its original state. And Elu Shnei Kalim Shenishtabru Binyan Rishon Veloy Asa Alein Arucha, these two kalim broke by the Beis Hamikdash Rishon, these symbols and the grinder for the k'tayres, and they weren't able to remedy them and fix them like they were previously. And Aleinu Omer, about them the pasuk says, Nechashes Marek, Nechashes Mimayrak, V'chol Chlei Nechashes Mutzav Toiva, Shnaim Chamudes Kizav. This lashon of Nechashes Marek, Nechashes Mimayrak is a lashon of polished silver, that it's so shiny that nothing needs to be done to it and it retains its constant shine. And then this pasuk of Chlei Nechashes Mutzav Toiva is telling us that these Chlei Nechashes were so shiny that two of them were Chamudes Kizav. Now what does that mean? So Trina Moran, we have two of them arguing about this. Chan number one says that Chad Min Hoyin could trade the dove, that just one of these copper kalim was valued like two of gold. Chan Amr, the other one says Trina Min Hoyin could trade the dove, that the two of them were equal to two of gold. But we see that these were so precious because even though they were made out of copper, they were as valuable or perhaps even more valuable than golden kalim. Now Tanu Yevabrayso Rishim Gamliel, he tells us Shiloyach Hayom Maitzi Maim Keeser, the Shiloyach spring that we mentioned earlier, that that's where they would draw water for Nis Chamayim. It let out so little water, the stream that came out of it was the size of an iser, which is the size of a little coin. So Amr, they said, Narchivenu, let's widen it, v'yirbu meimav, and that's going to increase the water. And Narchivu, they widened it, v'nismatu meimav, and the water decreased. Chazu v'gadru, so they went, plugged it back up a little bit, v'chazu v'kamay shahaya, and went back to its original state. Continue to discuss musical instruments. Magrefa, there's a musical instrument in the Beis Hamikdash called a magrefa, which literally means a shovel, and there's machlekes if it's actually referring to the shovel that was used to shovel the coals, that also was somehow a musical instrument, or maybe it was some sort of other musical instrument that was just called a shovel. But either which way, Rav Shmuel, they argue, Chan Amar, one of them says, Asar Nekavim Hayuba, it had 10 holes in it, and Kol Echad V'Echad HaMaitzi Meyomine Zemer, each one of these holes was able to produce 100 different sounds, because there was some sort of reed put into it that was able to produce 100 different sounds. V'Chan Amar, the other one says, Mey Nekavim Hayuba, it had 100 different holes in it, Kol Echad V'Echad HaMaitzi Asar Mine Zemer, and each one of these holes could produce 10 different sounds. I mean, Divrei Shneim, from both of them we learn that HaYisa Metzia Elef Mine Zemer, that this musical instrument could produce 1,000 different sounds from it. Now, just discussing something we mentioned previously regarding when Shabbos falls on Rosh Hashanah, so we're going to have multiple Musafim brought that day. Ask the Gemara, Musfei Shabbos, Musfei Rosh Chodesh, Mikoidem, when Shabbos falls on Rosh Chodesh, and we have to bring two different Korbanos Musaf, the Musafim of Shabbos and Musafim of Rosh Chodesh, which one comes first. So if Yirmiyah Safar Meimar, if Yirmiyah wanted to say Musafir Shabbos, Musafir Shchaydesh, Musafir Shchaydesh Kaidman, then we have these two Musafim that have to be brought as Musafim and Shchaydesh that come first. And Chaylid Rabbi Yirmiyah Menada, the proof of Rabbi Yirmiyah is from the following, because we have a brayso Shirei Shal Shabbos for Shirei Shal Shchaydesh. The Shir Shal Yom of Shabbos needs to be sung, and the Shir Shal Yom of Shchaydesh needs to be sung. Shirei Shal Shchaydesh Kaidem, the Shir Shchaydesh is sung first. As we want to say from there that if the Shir Shchaydesh is going to be sung first, it must be that the Shir Shchaydesh comes along with its carbon, because the Shir is supposed to be sung by the bringing of the carbon of that day, as that means that the Musaf Rosh Chodesh is going to be brought first. However, Amar Yosi says, no, Shanyahi, that's different. The only reason why the Shir Rosh Chodesh is being sung first is to make a piercing, to make a public, and to remind everyone, to let everyone know that today is Rosh Chodesh. So that's why the Shir Rosh Chodesh is sung first. But it has no impact on the carbon. In case of Oisei, how's it done? So Shaychet Musaf Shabbos, the Musafim of Shabbos are actually shechted first. Va'aymer Leyan, Shir Shal Rosh Chodesh, and then the Shir Rosh Chodesh is sung by the bringing of the Musafim of Shabbos. However, here, Musafim Shabbos, Musafim Shchaydesh, when we have the Musafim Shabbos, Musafim Shchaydesh, Musafim Shabbos Kaidman, the Musafim Shabbos come first. And why is that? I'll shame because the following concept, called Tadim Chaveirai, Kaidim Chaveirai, whatever is more common, whatever is more often done, that's going to be done first. This is a classic concept we find all throughout Shas. Tadir Vashainai Tadir, Tadir Kaidem, when you have two different things, one is more common than the other one, so you do that one first. For example, Talis and Tefillin every single day, which one do you put on first? Well, you put on a Talis first, because that's worn more often. It's worn every single day of the week, Shabbos, Yontif, no matter what, whereas Tefillin is only worn during the week and not in Shabbos and Yontif. And so that's the same thing over here in regards to bringing the Musafim. So Shabbos Musafim are brought more often than Rosh Chodesh, so that Musaf is going to be brought first, as well as the Shir Shal Yom. Since we want everyone to remember that it's Rosh Chodesh, that's why the Shir Shal Yom Rosh Chodesh is sung first. And on to Halacha Zayin, moving on to discuss the special karbanos that were brought all throughout Sukkot. And over here, we have to remind ourselves of something important. We know there were 24 Mishmaros of Kahuna, 24 groups of Kaihanim, and every single group served 1 week in the Beis HaMikdash. And if it wasn't your Mishmar's turn, so you weren't allowed to come to the Beis HaMikdash and bring the karbanos that were brought. However, this was lifted on the Shalosh Regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. All the Mishmaros were able to come to the Beis HaMikdash and they could all serve equally. So on Pesach and Shavuos, and as we're going to see on Shemini Atzeres as well, when there was very few karbanos, definitely not enough where every single Mishmar was going to be able to bring a karbon. It was a lottery system that did garolos to choose which Mishmar got to do that vaida. However, Sukkot was unique because we know that on Sukkot, many karbanos were brought every single day. Every single day of Sukkot, there were 14 kvasim, 14 lambs brought as musafim. And besides for that, the first day of Sukkot, 13 parim, 13 bulls were brought. The next day, 12, then 11, then 10, then 9, 8, and 7. So every single day, there's so many karbanos being brought. So it means that every single Mishmar was able to bring at least one of these karbanos on a daily basis. And that's what this Mishnah tells us. It gives us the breakup of which Mishmars brought which karbanos. So the Mishnah begins, Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, the first day of Sukkot, Hayusham Shleshasar Parim, Ve'ilim Shnayim, Ve'sar Echad. There were 13 parim, 2 elim, and 1 goat that were brought as part of the karbanos. So that's a total of 16 animals, and that takes care of 16 Mishmaros. And so Nishtai Rusham, Arbasar Kvasim, L'shmayim Mishmaros, that leaves us over 14 Kvasim, as we said, every single day 14 Kvasim were brought, and that's for the remaining 8 Mishmaros. So how's that broken up? So by Yom Rishon, on the first day, Shisha Makrivan Shnayim Shnayim, 6 of the remaining Mishmaros are going to bring 2 lambs each. So far we're at the count of 12, Vashar, and the remaining, Echad Echad, are going to each bring 1, because there's 2 more Mishmaros and 2 more lambs, so that covers all 24 Mishmaros getting to bring at least 1 karbon this first day. Now Bashani, on the second day, since there's only 12 parim that are brought, not 13, that means there's an extra Mishmar for a total of 9, which need to bring these 14 kvasim. So how's the breakup? Chamisha makrivin shnayim shnayim, only 5 Mishmaros bring 2 lambs each, Vahashar echad echad, and the remaining 4 Mishmaros each are going to bring 1. And the Mishnah continues going through the cheshbon, even though technically we could do it on our own, Lamed Amud Aleph on the top, Bashlishi, on the third day, when there's only 11 parim being brought, so there's an extra Mishmar, that now needs to bring the kvasim. So Arba makrivim shnayim shnayim, only 4 Mishmaros are going to bring 2 lambs each, Vahashar echad echad, and the remaining are going to each bring 1. Barvi, on the fourth day, when there's another par that was taken off, so Shloisha makrivim shnayim shnayim, only 3 Mishmaros bring 2 lambs each, Vahashar echad echad, and the rest only bring 1. And Vachamishi, on the fifth day of Sukkot, when there was another par that was taken off, Shnayim makrivim shnayim shnayim, only 2 Mishmaros are going to each bring 2 lambs, Vahashar echad echad, and the remaining are going to bring 1 each. And Bashishi, on the sixth day, Echad makrivim shnayim, only 1 Mishmar is going to bring 2 lambs, Vahashar echad echad, and the remaining ones are going to bring 1 each. And Bashvi, on the seventh day of Sukkot, so Kul and Shavin, all of them are equal because there's 14 Mishmaros remaining and there's 14 Kvasim that need to be brought, so each one is only going to bring 1 lamb. Now Bashmini, on the eighth day, on Shmini Atzeres, Chazu Lefayas Kiragalim, they go back to doing Piyasais, to doing the lottery system like on other Regalim, as we had mentioned introduction to the Mishnah. Now, Amr, they also said, Misha Hayamakrav Hayoim, whoever brought today, Loy Hayamakrav Par Melmachar, he doesn't get to bring a par tomorrow, El Chayzim Chalila, rather they go in a circle in a rotation. In other words, whatever Mishmar got to bring a par one of the days, the next day he didn't get to bring a par because the cycle begins with the Mishmarais that did not bring parim the day before. They get to bring the parim the next day, and they continue going in this rotation. And as we're going to see at the beginning of the Gemara, which is going to be only tomorrow, that every Mishmar at least had two opportunities to bring a par. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss finer details of this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.